As we've been reporting, Patty, the Pac-12 has announced it will play football this fall, reversing a decision to put all sports off until the spring. Schools involved will play a 7-game season to begin on November 6th. And for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Joe Starkey, longtime voice of the Cal Bears. Joe, what are you hearing about the reversal and the timing of all this?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do, maybe the key of this thing was the Pac-12 believing strongly that a company called the Quidel Corporation has been able to set things up for athletic departments across the country for really rapid response tests. And so if they can do that, they feel they have total control over the infection issue, maybe up to 100%, because that has been the story all along, because particularly around the West Coast, we've got a different problem out here than a lot of the conferences because we have so many teams in so many big cities. So you need okay from state leadership in Oregon, California, Washington, all those kind of issues. It took them a while to do that. But it, right now, it looks like they're going to do it. It's going to be a 7-game schedule. It will start in November 6th. My guess is, and this is my guess so far, although I've been listening to the press conference, is probably 5 games in their own division for each team, and then 2 out of the division. They have scheduled the Pac-12 championship game for December 18th, and then hopefully that would make them eligible for the playoff. But remember, if they're only playing 7 games, that could be an issue in terms of the fact that if other conferences play more games, would they maybe not favor the Pac-12 as much? The players are going to be able to start conditioning on September 25th, so virtually immediately, and that's for conditioning. Then practice will start on October the 9th. The Big Ten, of course, has already said they're going to start playing games on the 24th, and so all those things are up in the air that could change, obviously. It looks like it go no fans in the stands, but the other issue, of course, is what if some players test positive and when they're holding practices or getting ready for a game? That could disrupt everything, but right now it's looked like a go, gang.
Joe, can the athletes be ready in time?
3 weeks is fine because I guarantee you they've been working out. You know, they can't do it legally in a standpoint in an organized way where they'd have coaches and all that. But they are very well aware that this was likely to happen somewhere along the line. And so they have had their own workouts, which is completely legal. And so 3 weeks is a normal fall schedule to getting ready for a football season.
How will the travel work? Are you hearing anything about that? I mean, they're going to keep these guys pretty close.
Well, I think one thing is for sure, we ain't leaving the broadcast booths. From everything I've heard, for example, I know the 49ers are not sending their guys on the road. So the odds are overwhelming that if the Bears, for example, are playing at home or Stanford's playing at home, the hometown broadcasters will be at home. But if they're on the road, that likely the broadcasters will remain where they are and do the game from the home team press boxes, much like the guys are doing in baseball right now. So there are a lot of loose ends in this thing, and you got to have the separation and the mask and all that sort of thing. But it's already underway in baseball. It's already underway in football. So I'm sure they'll be able to work that out.
Joe, were you surprised by this move this afternoon?
A little bit, because I think that I really admire the Pac-12 for taking so long to do it. I think it's really important not to get caught in the issue of the dollar bill transcending everything else. And even in the press conference that was just held a few minutes ago, they were adamant to say, look, we understand that there's a lot at stake for us financially. We need the income. There's no doubt about it. Football pays for virtually everything on virtually every campus in America. That is really the key sport for Division I sports. But they made the decision, I think, made for the right reasons, and hopefully it'll work. We just have to be optimistic that it'll all turn out the right way.
Well, we sure appreciate your taking some time for us, Joe. And there you have it, straight from the voice of the Cal Bears, Joe Starkey.